You are listening to the Fresh Approach Weight Loss Surgery Podcast with me, your coach, Mary Clark, 17-year bariatric surgery educator and advocate, and for the last 7 years, a weight loss surgery patient. Here, we focus on the bariatric surgery guidelines in a fresh way, creating successful and peaceful weight loss surgery journeys. Stop trying to fit your life into weight loss surgery. It's the other way around. Weight loss surgery is a part of your life. So whether you're just getting ready for surgery or had it 6 months or 6 years ago, it's never too early or too late to live your healthiest and happiest life with weight loss surgery. So I saw a post on social media this week from a weight loss surgery patient that said, and it was very brightly colored and fun and exciting. It said, this week's weight loss surgery goals. Number one, drink my water. Number two, exercise at least 3 days. Number three, no eating out. Number four, stay on track. All in all, these sound like great goals. They might even be pretty close to your own for this week. Of course, you want to drink your water every day, exercise at least 3 days, maybe more, eat healthy, home-prepared meals as often as possible, and stay on track, although you may know by now I'm not a big fan of the back on track concept, but more on that later. But this list of goals isn't a weight loss surgery plan because it doesn't include how, when, and where. And without these critical components, this list of weight loss surgery goals for the week is really just a list of hopes and wishes. Do you remember when you were getting ready to have surgery and you were handed a list or a packet or a binder? I know different programs do different things of things to do. Maybe you got that list when you attended class or met with a dietitian or other specialist in your surgeon's program. And you were told about the vitamins and the supplements you'd need to take and how much water you'd need to drink and that you'd have to exercise 5 days a week and that you'd have to develop healthy habits and develop good coping skills so you didn't return to food as a way to comfort, numb, or distract yourself. Good stress management techniques, that you'd have to get plenty of sleep. And even though maybe you were given some ideas on how you were supposed to go about achieving this list of to-do items, nobody probably really sat with you and said, okay, Kelly, we're telling you to exercise 5 days a week, 45 minutes each day. Let's see how this will fit into your schedule while you're still taking care of your two teenagers, your elderly mother, working full-time, managing your house, and everything else you have to do. And Kelly, let's figure out what your exercise backup plan is when your husband has to work late again, the kids forgot about their project at school that's due tomorrow morning, the washing machine breaks down, and your best friend was just admitted to the hospital. What? You mean nobody talked with you in detail like that? You're kidding! Okay, I know they didn't. And I've told you before that I've worked in 3 accredited bariatric surgery programs with some of the finest medical and mental health care professionals around. And still, this kind of education in teaching our patients how to have awareness for the realities of their lives and preparation for bumps in the road was never talked about. And I don't think it's because that they or we were holding something back. We just didn't know. And I've said this before, out of all the brilliant people I've worked with, none of us had had weight loss surgery. None of us, I really don't think, understood the full impact. We just didn't understand the real life things that get in the way of us taking the very best care of ourselves after weight loss surgery. And really, it's the same things that got in the way of us taking care of ourselves before we had weight loss surgery. So it's not that we don't want to. It's not that we don't think it's super important to do all of these things to take care of ourselves, to follow through with all the details of the bariatric surgery guidelines, but because life happens. And until you acknowledge the realities of your life and create a sensible, practical plan that works for your life, not the person sitting next to you in support group, not your friend in that Facebook group, not the woman who had surgery the same day you did, and you guys like email, keep in contact. Her plan is not your plan because your lives are not the same. And no amount of recommended meal plans or exercise routine suggestions is going to do that. It's got to be well thought out and strategically planned. And what's more, beyond being clear on the how and the when and the where you're going to get all this done of the bariatric surgery guidelines, if there isn't daily reflection and assessment on what worked well with my weight loss surgery plan today and why, what didn't work well with my weight loss surgery plan today and why, you'll never learn how to adjust, adapt, and pivot. So let me give you an example. My new client, we'll call her Sally, she scheduled 45 minutes for exercise. But when Sally and I spoke on the phone, she told me, exercise isn't going well. I don't have enough time. I just don't feel like doing it. So I asked Sally to walk me through what happened the day before, particularly as she neared the time, the planned time she had to exercise. So Sally described a situation that was very familiar to me, and maybe it is for you too. She piddle-paddled. Piddle-paddle is a verb, which means the act of doing anything other than what you should be doing or planned on doing, wasting time, doing unnecessary things that will inevitably cause you to arrive late to appointments, work, the airport, and maybe keep you from exercising. For Sally, piddle-paddling meant going through the mail, writing out a grocery list, changing workout shoes twice, and sending a very important text message to her cousin about their summer vacation plans. It turns out Sally was using 15 to 20 minutes of her allotted 45 exercise minutes to piddle paddle. The whole time I'm thinking, I really don't want to exercise, is what Sally said. So when I'm working with a client, I might hear somebody say, well, you know, I just got a lot of mail. I hadn't really planned my meals and I had to get that grocery list done. And my shoe was just really uncomfortable. So I had to change shoes twice. And I hadn't got back to my cousin about that text message that she sent me about summer vacation. But Sally just hit the nail on the head, right? The whole time I'm thinking, I really don't want to exercise. So her workout, when she finally got around to it, was cut short. And she ended up feeling bad about herself because what that led to was a shorter workout. When you have a consistent shorter workout instead of that 45, 60 minutes, whatever your goal is, whatever your doctor has suggested, your weight maintenance may not be the same and your weight loss probably definitely won't be the same. But right now, Sally is developing her daily exercise practice. It's not a habit yet. She's not even sure what kind of exercise she really enjoys. And so she's a little uncomfortable. It's not part of her groove. So here's what I told her. Sally, go ahead and piddle, then paddle. Just plan on that time in your schedule for all the piddle paddling. Okay, you may be as surprised as Sally was when I told her this. And she said, I thought you were going to say something about having more willpower, more self-discipline, or tell me all the reasons why I have to exercise. No, Sally, that's not how I coach. Right now, I want to meet Sally where she is. And where Sally is in the beginning stages of creating an exercise practice. So instead, I encourage Sally to adjust her schedule for piddle paddling time until she recognizes that she doesn't need that buffer anymore once she's developed her exercise practice and really found the exercise she enjoys so she looks forward to it. My friend, this is how you do it. This is how you look at what's really going on. What is that barrier or that block to the action steps you're trying to take to achieve that goal and how you adjust, adapt, and pivot around it. How you get through it, how you just don't throw your hands up and say, there's no time for exercise, or, you know, I'm running out of time, or I really just don't like it. You address the reality. What's going on? In Sally's case, piddle paddling. I'm just trying to avoid it. And then I run out of time. And then I realized that the time I am exercising, because now it's only 20 minutes, it's not really making a difference. Then you get something stuck in your head saying, see, my exercise plan isn't working, when the reality, the truth of the situation is, you're only exercising 20 minutes consistently. You know, occasionally that happens, right? If something does happen and you only have 20 minutes instead of your 45 minutes or an hour, then that's what you do. But if it consistently turns into only 20 minutes, only 3 days a week, that's not going to do much for you. So what we did here is got clear on the reality of what was really happening with Sally and figured out a way around it. And we will keep looking at that with Sally and then adjust back, because she may realize, most likely realize, that she doesn't need the piddle-paddling buffer anymore. So this is how you do it, how you plan for the realities of your own life, no one else's. This is how you adjust, adapt, and pivot in ways that maybe you didn't expect, right? Scheduling piddle-paddle time. But this is how you learn to edit, create and edit your daily weight loss surgery plan. This is what it looks like when we create your personalized weight loss surgery plan. All right, I hope this has given you some insight into maybe what's going on with maybe why you aren't spending time meal prepping or cooking healthy meals or planning healthy snacks in advance or sorting out your vitamins and your supplements in advance, or maybe why you're not exercising or not drinking as much water. What's really going on? Get to the heart of it. Get to the heart of it. All right, it's been great spending this time with you, and I will see you next time. Love, light, and grace to you.